The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium Traditional Foods Program is hosting a gathering this week in Wrangell. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
This is Dungeness crab that's fresh in the shell, and deer meatballs, sweet and sour meatballs. This is deer burger spaghetti.
Ken Hoyt is the coordinator of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, Traditional Foods Program in Wrangell. He walks me up and down several long tables set end to end and stacked with food. The room is full of people from all across the country, but they didn't just come for dinner. They've gathered in Wrangell for an annual traditional foods meeting. 17 tribes and tribal organizations participate in a grant program backed by the Centers for Disease Control and the Indian Health Services. The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association and SEARCH are the Alaskan participants. This is the fifth year of the grant, which helps fund health and wellness programs in each community. Many communities have started gardens. Others focus on reincorporating traditional foods back into everyday diets. Eddie Joe Mitchell is from the Prairie Band of Potawatomi Indians in Kansas. He says that he can see the toll unhealthy eating practices have on many Native communities in the U.S.
With a lot of our people, we eat the modern foods, and that's what our old people told us, that a lot of the sicknesses that we have today are a direct result of the diet that we have. Refined sugars, the enriched flour, they weren't in our diets. And now a lot of our people are overweight, and that contributes to diabetes.
Larry Alonzo is with the U.S. Public Health Service. He's assigned to the Centers for Disease Control with the Native Diabetes Wellness Program. He says that through promoting exercise and healthy eating, each community is combating diabetes and other chronic diseases in its own way.
Which is really the intertwining of conceptual, of cultural interventions at the foundation of these interventions. That is what we're hoping we're going to see bear its effect and bear its fruit over the course of decades.
With the grant funding, Mitchell started community gardens on his reservation, which have grown exponentially in the past 5 years. He says the mentality toward Native foods has also changed over time. When he was younger, the stereotype was that only the poor country kids ate traditional foods. But now, health concerns are changing the way the Potawatomi and others think about the culture of eating.
Well, in my day, it was a poor reservation, and we had to hunt and fish, pick nunujak, have gardens. If you didn't, you didn't eat. And now our economic status is such that we don't have to do those things, but we understand that because of our health, that we have to return to our native diet.
The meeting is scheduled to continue through Friday. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.